The Mishnah Megillah talks about Kriyas HaTorah and who's Olo Laminyan Shiva. So the Mishnah seems to say a katan can be Ola Laminyan. So what does that mean, that a katan can get an Aliyah? Or what does it mean he's Ola Laminyan? So the Magen Avraham quotes a Machlokes HaRishonim. So according to some Rishonim, and everyone agrees to this, that Bizman HaTanaim, the original institution in Kriyas HaTorah, was the Kohen got the first Aliyah, and everyone else, and whoever got the last Aliyah, made the Bracha. This is a Shaila, whether they said Baruch Hu Hashem Avorach or not. But regarding the Bracha, only the first person made the first Bracha, the Kohen, and the last. So that was Bizman HaTanaim. So when, according to these Rishonim, when it says a katan could be Ola Laminyan Shiva, he didn't make a bracha. In other words, he was getting the middle aliyahs. And that's what it means. And therefore, so perhaps today when you're making bracha, so maybe that's the minhag, we don't give katanim. Or other Rishonim say no, that the Kohen could get a bracha, but not an aliyah. A bracha he's doing for himself, but an aliyah he's doing for everyone else. That's a shaila, because only one person made, unless you got one of those brachas that people made. So the bottom line is, the minig is we don't do either. But the minig is we go with chumrah, that we don't have a katan lane, and we don't have a katan make a bracha. Meikar adin, however, a katan is ola laminyan. So the shaila is, what happens if you have a, we know there's a lach of kidashto, and you give covered to the Kohen, and the Kohen gets the first bracha. So the Shaila is, whatever, if you have a Kohen Katan, does the Kidashto apply to a Katan who is a Kohen? So the Magen Avraham quotes, no. Because right, why the Kidashto? Because the Pasuk connects it to the Hakravas HaKarbanos. So since a Katan cannot bring Karbanos, so therefore, he's not included in the Kidashto, and therefore the Magen Avraham says no. There is no mitzvah of the Kidashto by a Katan who's a Kohen. Rabbi Kiva Eger raises a question on the Magen Avraham based on a Sifra, that the Kidashto afilu Baal Mumin, even a Baal Mum, he still have a mitzvah of the Kidashto, even though he can't be Makriv Karbana. So how does the Magen Avraham know that even, everyone agrees a katan can't be makriv karbanas. Therefore, the Magen Avraham said, if you can't be makriv karbanas, no vikidashto. If that's true, so why can a baal amum? So the different mefarshim try to reconcile, or at least what do we see? Anyway, you have to be a machalik between the kedusha of a katan kohen versus a kedusha of a baal amum. A baal amum has a full kedusha. It's a technical issue. He can't bring karbanos. But a katan, he doesn't have the full kedushas kahuna, apparently, and that's how the Magen Avraham will make a distinction that a katan can't get an aliyah, and there's no vikidash, because there's no vikidash, so he doesn't have the full kedushas kahuna. But a baal mum, he does have it. So that's a discussion. The meaning is, in general, we don't give a katan, even though Meikar Adin, he's Ola Laminyan Shiva. But because of these different reasons in the Rishonim, so the general practice not to give a Shasat Chak. So then the different cases, perhaps we could rely on the Ikar Hadim. That's the Machlokes, the Magen Avraham, and Rabbi Akiva Eger, and whether the Kidashto applies to a Katan, or why doesn't it apply to a Katan.